frustration about this. People living in Middletown want answers about a cyber attack that impacted public services.
So this was first discovered this past weekend, and our WLWT News 5's anchor Aaron Thomas talked with the experts about the possible cause and also precautions that you need to keep in mind.
A cybersecurity expert I spoke with tells me it's likely hackers slipped through Middletown's computer system through vulnerable software, raising questions about what personal data hackers may have access to. Come back later.
And they just said that the systems were down right now, and that was really it, and then we ended up just kind of leaving.
Some people arrived to find in-person services stalled because of a cyber attack in Middletown City Hall. 911 services are still intact, but other departments within the city took a hit.
I worry that anybody that's been to court here or had anything to do with down here, our information is out there like that.
It's a terrible situation to be in.
Cybersecurity consultant Dave Hatter knows what hackers look for in these instances.
If they shut your systems down, they will usually steal the data as well.
And oftentimes, hackers use ransomware or demand ransom payment. We stopped by City Hall to see if staff had access to their network. An employee told me as of Wednesday afternoon, phone lines were still down.
So I would encourage anyone that lives in Middletown to be extra wary. And I mean, it's always a good practice, Aaron, in the world we're in now to verify everything.
A tip from the cyber experts to stay alert until systems are fully restored. Local residents calling for stronger safeguards to prevent another attack.
Need to make sure that our information can't get out there like that anymore.
After stopping by City Hall, we're still waiting to find out if this was indeed a ransomware attack and what personal data may have been breached. In the meantime, the city has established secondary emergency lines, to which you can find on our website, WLWT.com. Reporting in Middletown, Aaron Thomas, WLWT News 5.